The following podcast is taken from my video blog, which you can find under the same name and the Recruitment Podcast channel on YouTube. Hi, I'm Rhys Jones. Welcome to my latest podcast, How I Doubled My Billings Through KPIs. As some of you may have seen my wacky video on LinkedIn with the I Love KPIs banner, is I'm a massive fan of KPIs, which is contrary to a lot of people in recruitment who hate KPIs. And part of the reason for that is they're applied really badly by managers. The reason I'm such a big fan of KPIs is through personal experience, is because I double my billings with KPIs. So because I experienced the joy of making twice as much money using KPIs, that's why I'm such a big fan. So I thought I'd share with you my experience of how I doubled my billings with KPIs. So I started my career working in a small boutique recruitment company, which was a bit of a boys' club. I was given a phone book and a phone and told to just make calls. This is before we even had computers, believe it or not. Didn't have a database or even emails. So we're going back prehistoric. But yeah, I was pretty much just left on my own devices. The whole business was pretty much run in that way that people would just recruit. There was no KPIs, no measures, no nothing. And then one day, a chap came in called Mark Clough, Cloughy, for anybody who knows him. And he brought in this system with KPIs and measuring your success using your previous data. And the basis was you'd look back at your previous month and work out the ratios of success from, say, number of calls to how many interviews, and then how many interviews to a placement. So anyway, we started doing this as a business, and overnight, pretty much everybody increased the billings by about 50%. It was ridiculous. And I just couldn't believe this. I thought, why does it make that much difference? And it kind of comes back to that. If you give a man a broom and tell him to sweep the warehouse, then he'll do it in a day. If you give him 2 hours, then he'll do it in 2 hours. If you measure something, it just makes so much more difference. You'll achieve it quicker. But with KPIs, it's more a case of focusing on what makes you the money. So rather than just being busy all day, it's focusing on what makes you the money. So that's fair enough. You go, okay, well, interviews, vacancies, candidates, that sort of thing. So you focus on it. But the difference being is if you look at the data and measure it, then you can work out what is specific to you, what is going to get you to make the money. So working it backwards, if I wanted to bill, say, for example, 200 grand a year, which at the time, because we were going back, bloody hell, 27 years, was quite a lot of money, then I could actually work out how many interviews I need to make. So with this sort of revolutionary thing that I discovered about KPIs, me being me, I thought, well, I'm going to look into this. I'm going to become an expert in this. So I started watching some material by a guy called Steve Finkel, American guy. It's a long time ago. I'm not sure how you can get the videos now. I think you can still see him on YouTube. If you watch him, you'll laugh. He looks like a, quite frankly, an old porn star with a big massive moustache like that. He looks hilarious. And even at the time, we all thought it was cheesy as hell. However, I was more interested in the content. And the thing is, Steve Finkel, I think he was an accountant by trade or something, was he was analysing his previous performance based on numbers. Everything was by numbers. And I'm quite a numbers guy as well, so I got it. So anyway, I picked up this learning from Steve Finkel, and I took it one step further so I could really get it to work for me. So anyway, the simple basis is if you look at how much you bill per month and how many interviews you can get, you can work out how many pounds per interview you generate. So let's say, for example, you do 20 grand a month and 20 interviews. That's £1,000 an interview. So for that, I thought, that allows me to dictate what I want to earn. If I want to earn, let's say, 100 grand a year and I've got to bill 300 grand, then I can work out how many interviews during the year I've got to generate. I'm thinking, eureka. Right, okay. So then how can I take it a step further to achieve those interviews? Now, this is where I think KPIs get such a bad reputation, because managers broad brush. Not everybody, that's unfair, but a lot of managers broad brush and say, all right, 10 new business calls, 10 evident calls, whatever it might be. But it depends on the person, so your success ratio, depends on how you run your desk, and it depends on the month. Because some months you have a lot of vacancies, sometimes you have a lot of good candidates, so it changes. But either way, if you look back, so preferably 3 months, because that's a good period of measurement, if you're banging in placements, say, 2 grand a pop, you could probably do it in a month. But if they're bigger than that, really you need 3 months data. If you look back and see how many, say, for example, vacancies you need to get an interview, then you can work backwards and say, okay, if I need to do, say, 10 interviews, and I've got to get 5 vacancies for every interview, that's 50 vacancies. Okay, so you do the same thing with candidates. And then if you're, when you take it one step further, so with the vacancies, for argument's sake, you then set a KPI that's within your sphere of influence. Because it's easy enough saying, okay, you've got to do 20 interviews, but we all want to do more interviews. So how can you make it easier to do that? And that's when you sort of take it one step backwards and target that month. If you've got lots of candidates, then it's vacancies. If you've got lots of candidates, then obviously, you know, it's Canvas calls, it might be. So it's working it one step backwards to something that's more in your sphere of influence, which is candidates or vacancies, because it's usually one or the other. And then what do I do to actually get those? So, for example, if it's candidates, with me, it used to be headhunt calls. So I would measure how many headhunt calls it would take me to get a candidate. So, for example, it might take 10. So then I would know how many headhunt calls I need to make. So once I discover this, I thought, this is a piece of piss. So I've come in every day and I go, okay, well, I've got to say, for example, do 5 interviews a week. So I'm going to get one interview a day. And then say I'm working on candidates that month. So then if I go to one interview a day, then I've got to get 5 candidates. Then I've got to make 50 headhunt calls. The ratios weren't quite as much, so that's a lot of headhunt calls. But I'm just trying to make it easier with the maths. So say they go, right, okay, so as long as I do that, I'm going to hit me 300 grand if it might be. And I'm thinking, this is brilliant. All I've got to do is hit me KPIs. So I'll sit there and go, right, okay, well, I've got my 5 bar gates used on paper. And then I go, bang, head on call, bang, head on call, bang, head on call, bang. And I go through it like that. And hey, presto, I hit my numbers. And I doubled my billings overnight. And I became the biggest biller in the office. And then when I set up my first business, Elliot Marsh, I was the biggest biller for 2 or 3 years, which I'm not saying is a great thing, because I have done I think it's a blog or a podcast on Hero Manager. If you really want to seriously grow your business, there is a point when you have to get a little bit more detached from trying to be the biggest biller in the room. You want to lead from the front, but you've also got to work on your business rather than being a recruiter all the time. So, you know, I really should have realised that earlier, not been the biggest biller for 2 or 3 years, but I like billing. I'm a recruiter. So anyway, going on from that, I then started to look at, okay, well, in addition to knowing the ratios, how can I change the ratio so I'm improving even more? So rather than just hitting the numbers, how can I do less numbers, make more money? So if I'm doing, let's say, 10 headhunt calls to get one candidate, how about I analyse doing different styles? So if I do a different approach call and I measure it over 50 and see if it's a better call. So if, for example, I'm doing a new business call, similarly, if I measure a different style, see if I can get the ratio down. So that allowed me to improve my skills as well, because I was getting a better result. So there's one particular type of pitch that I did for the headhunt calls, and I won't go through it, it's a bit cheesy, but nevertheless, I got myself down, it halved my return on investment from call to register a candidate, just through analysing what I was actually doing, what my, not script, but basically what was the constituent parts of what I was doing. And that reduced it massively. So it's like, well, okay, well, I can look at all the parts of the recruitment process and see how I can improve these things. That made me sound like a bit of a geek, but it made me loads of money, and also it's not complicated. So we used it, for example, within Elliot Marsh. There was one chap who used to get, let's say, 12 interviews every month, and used to get 4 through a mail shot. So I said to him, how long does it take to do your mail shot? And he'd say, about 2 hours. I said, right, so a max of half a day. And he'd say, yeah. Okay. So you get a third of your interviews in half a day. And he went, yeah. It's like, what do you do? More of them. Why do you do more mail shots if you're getting a third of your interviews in half a day? They went, yeah, it's a good point, isn't it? So it helped me understand not just the ratios from the basic KPIs, but also what makes you money. So if you're measuring everything you do, but up to a point, everything you do, you can see where your money comes from your LinkedIn messages, from your LinkedIn invites. You can actually see statistically where your money comes from. And that is why I love KPIs, because you can see where the value is from, and you can help work out the things that don't make you money. Because naturally, as human beings, we err towards things we enjoy. I cover this in my time management blog, video podcast, which I'm going to do in a bit, that human nature is you do migrate towards the stuff that you really enjoy. So if you're measuring stuff, you can find out what really makes you money. So when you come in today, you focus on the shit that's going to make you money. Okay, so you need to get the interviews. What's going to get the interviews? Okay, well, it might be, let's say candidates, obviously, and let's say it's headhunt calls. Now, you might not necessarily like doing headhunt calls. You might prefer pissing them out on LinkedIn or sending messages on LinkedIn or posts or writing adverts or whatever it might be. But if you know, once you've done those, that's going to make you the money, then you can focus on those and get to the other stuff. So you focus on what's going to make you money. It's about making you efficient. It's the pounds per hour. So if, for example, you don't like doing your headhunt calls, there's a phrase called eating the frog, which basically means you do something you don't like first. So you get your KPIs done first, so then you can focus on the other stuff. Also, the time management, it's about looking at maybe more productive parts of your day. So if you're making phone calls, you want to be bouncy, okay? So if you're a bit shit first in the morning, what you might do is you might put in your day, say, 10 till 12 for the calls, or you might even do 2 to 4 in the afternoon, whatever I mean. But it's being the most effective you can be. And this is why I love KPIs, is because it allows you to dictate how much money you make. So how much money you make is down to activity. But also, if you're looking at your ratios, you can improve your skills and you can hone your skills. But also, when you become a successful recruiter, ironically, what you do then is you stop doing the things that made you successful because you get a bit lazy. So if your billing starts to tail off, if you look at ratios, what you might find is, for example, the number of vacancies per interview might have dropped. So you can look at it and go, why has it dropped? It might be that you're just not taking the vacancies properly. Because when you get trained out to take a vacancy, you obviously do it the correct way. And as you get better, you start to get a little bit lazy because you don't have to, you know, with a client, and you just, you know, you tail off and you don't do it like you used to do it when you first did it. Look at the ratios, you can spot if you're slipping. You can spot obviously when you're changing, but if your money starts to drop, you can see where it's coming from. So you need to know what makes you successful. So then if you stop being successful, you can see what it is that stops you being successful. So again, that's why I love KPIs. I've migrated this into the whole aspect of being a manager. So rather than just obviously a candidate using your KPIs, what as a manager should you use your KPIs for? And then also as a business owner. And just to give you a taste, I do another video blog on that. Is, for example, with an owner manager, is if you're looking to staff up, then your KPI, the number of interviews that you have to do with prospective employees, which might sound a bit obvious, but nobody does it. So you go, okay, if I want to hire one person per month and I have to interview 10 people, then I've got to, you know, get 10 people in front of me every month. So that's 2.5, but obviously you can't have half an interview, you know what I mean? So your KPI and the activity that's going to give you the results. And this is why I'm such a big fan of it, is you can grow a business, you can grow a desk, you can grow anything you can through with KPIs. But there's one thing that I did learn when I was looking at KPIs is the vast majority of people can only focus on, say, 3 or 4 KPIs. You can have more, some people can have more, but if you have 3 or 4, then you focus on, you hit them. If you have 10 or 20, you're less likely to. You know, the less is more. So if you've got, I know, a new database, it's got all these different toys on it, and you're trying to get somebody to use the database, the chances are they won't do anything. So you say, right, these are the things I want you to do. So you keep it small. And that's what it should be KPIs, is keep it to the things that are going to make you money. Keep it fairly short. If you're the sort of person that could do a longer list, one of my most successful billers at Elliott Marsh, and who became actually the most successful employee, she was absolutely amazing. And she actually used to measure 20. She'd target, say, 5, but she would measure 20. Now, measuring all the other stuff is important because you can see the ratio of the stuff. So if you use your database correctly, then you can get the data off. And if you have a decent database, it'll also measure the ratios for you as well. So it's a lot easier the way I used to do it. However, I still like doing it personally with a recruiter for them to do the maths themselves. And the reason for that is if they do the maths themselves, they're more likely to go, I get it now, a bit like I did. So if you say, okay, 20 interviews and 20 grand a month, £1,000 per interview. Because I remember there's a guy I used to work with. He was a fairly senior guy, been in recruitment about 10 years. And I showed him how to work at the pounds per interview. My God, it's like I just reinvented the wheel. He's like, my God, that's amazing. I'm thinking, yeah, it's great. Isn't as great as you're saying, but it is great. But then he's saying, yeah, but if I work it backwards, I can work on the commission with the staff. So if I can say, okay, if you make £1,000 per interview, that means you can get £300, because roughly people get a third of what you place in commission. So you get £300 for every interview that you make. People are going to work harder. So that is, again, why I'm such a massive fan of it. So anyway, I'm not going to go on and on and on, because you'll think I'm weird with all the KPI stuff. But I am going to do more, but based on managers, based on owners. But this is a taster of how I doubled my billings using the KPIs. So anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this. If you have enjoyed it, then make sure you subscribe to the rest of my video blogs. You can look on the Dosa website to see the written blogs. And I look forward to you listening to maybe more of my video blogs.